The Romanesque cloister of Saint-Étienne Cathedral in Toulouse was the largest in the Toulouse region, at over 45 meters long and 41 meters wide. It was destroyed in 1799. A few supporters were careful to preserve some of the sculptures from ruin by gathering them together in a museum founded shortly before in 1793. These works are, without a doubt, among the finest ever created by the Romanesque sculptures. The biblical story of St. John the Baptist and Salome is told over three sides of this column capital. The story begins on the small left-hand side. There, Salome is dancing for her stepfather Herod. She wears her hair loose over her shoulders, and a dress of fine fabric emphasizes her youthful figure. The dress ends in a long train, as was the fashion for young women at the time. She is performing a dance step before Herod, who sits on his throne beside her. At the request of her mother, Herodias, Salome must dance for Herod, seduce him, and thereby obtain the head of John the Baptist, the holy man who was refused to pardon Herodias for having married her first husband's brother. Under Jewish law, the second marriage was considered incestuous. Mad with desire, Herod grants Salome's request. The second small side of the column capital depicts the beheading of John the Baptist. An executioner holds him by his hair while cutting his throat. At the same moment, the same soul, in the form of a small naked child, is received by God in the clouds. The final scene takes place on the wider side of the capital. On the far right side, the executioner is depicted for a second time. He is turning to give Salome the head of John the Baptist, placed on a platter. Salome then turns to the right to present the head to her mother, who is seated at the banquet for her husband, who is not depicted. We recognize Herodias, who is older, by her hairstyle. Her hair is hidden under a veil and headdress. The sense of rotation created by the repeated figures of the executioner and Salome creates a great sense of vitality. The scenes follow on from one another in a circle, the story unfolding through the figures with their long, expressive silhouettes. They appear to want to break free from the capital. A new conception of space frees them from this constraint, and the tale continues across the entire available surface. The figures' proportions are more naturalistic, with their bodies more fully modeled under the lightweight, embroidered clothing, and the drapery following the suggestive movements. Here, we achieve a level of expression and style worthy of a sculpture at the height of his art.